All right, it's time for our next panel. I'm Jay Glockham. I'm a partner at Hunt & Andrews Kurth, and I'm honored to as a teacher would say. So I'm happy to present Shifting Sands or Quicksand, Negotiating Antitrust Risk in Today's Climate. Our moderator today is Jenny Hockenberg, who is a partner at Freshfields in New York. She focuses on M&A, corporate governance, and activism defense. She is joined by Scott Crofton, a partner in the M&A group at Sullivan Cromwell in New York, who also focuses on M&A, corporate governance, and defense. In addition, we have Stephen Tyndall, who is a partner at Morrison & Foerster in Austin, who has focuses on venture financings, offerings, and M&A. Unfortunately, Kimberly was not able to join us. She's stuck in Oklahoma due to the weather last night, but Jenny always travels with an antitrust partner with her. So thankfully, Megan Rissmiller, who is also a partner at Freshfields, has joined her, and we're glad for the substitution. I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for having us. So we're going to talk about antitrust today. I promise this will not be a repeat of last year's session, just given how much new things have happened in the realm of antitrust over the last 12 months. What are we going to cover? We're going to cover some of the highest profile antitrust investigations, as well as challenges of deals that have happened. And in particular, we're going to talk about them in the context of how they're impacting deal processes, deal negotiations, and then ultimately deal provisions in our merger agreements. Then, if we have time, we're going to very quickly talk about the proposed new HSR rules, and again, through the lens of what that would mean from a very practical standpoint in terms of getting your filing in and getting your deal through. And what we're not going to talk about are the proposed new horizontal merger guidelines because, A, we're going to run out of time, and B, that's a little more in-depth substantive antitrust analysis. So with that, we have a handful of case studies. I was trying to remember how I organized them. I think there was some logic behind the order, and this morning I couldn't remember, and I tried to figure out if it's alphabetical, and I realized it isn't, so maybe this is just how I got the slides. But in any event, we're going to kick it off with Amgen Horizon. And to me, that was a very interesting case. I had even suggested to Wilson that we call the a session of this panel, like, and then there was Amgen, because I really think that it was a watershed moment in terms of deal dynamics. And I think it had a profound impact in showing how far the FTC and the DOJ were willing to go in terms of using some of these new theories of harm as a basis for blocking deals. It also showed that really, I think, no deal was immune from challenge. Even very safe deals, people felt anxious about those. And then I really think it shifted the focus of deal negotiations away from the efforts level and more to the break fee as a substitute for an efforts covenant, because parties realize that in some circumstances there actually may not be a remedy that the government will ever accept and that would work. So with that, with thanks to Megan, who joined us with virtually zero prep. Megan, what happened in Amgen Horizon? Because the way at least I remember the case, there was no traditional horizontal competition between Amgen and Horizon. It was this new portfolio effects theory that the government decided to come up with.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Jenny. So glad to be here. Go easy on me because I have known about this panel for about an hour. But luckily, everybody wants to talk to antitrust lawyers these days. So I spend a lot of time talking to clients about all of these topics that we're discussing today. So Amgen Horizon, for anybody who follows the news and really thinks about antitrust, that is a really pretty important case. It's in the pharma space, and typically in the pharma space, you look at really narrow relevant markets, and the agencies often only really found issues when you had very distinct overlaps between pharmaceutical drugs that have the same MOA, so method of action, or something else that makes it very, very specific and discrete. Amgen Horizon, as Jenny mentioned, there were no overlaps like that. There weren't even the narrow overlaps. There weren't broad overlaps. There really was just this concept that the agency has had in its toolbox for a long time and the European Commission has used in its toolbox. But the FTC hasn't used in pharma, and the FTC hasn't really used in any cases in, you know, 40 years. I mean, I think that's the other message that we're talking to people about, is that antitrust is really going back to the pre-Chicago school, pre-80s, the way cases were looked at before.